All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. So I want to thank you for tuning in for tonight's episode of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Got an exclusive interview with Mr. Nick Shimbita, CEO of Foundation Productions. And we're going to talk a little bit about him, his company, and Summerfest upcoming here in Olean. And but really appreciate you guys. Want to give a huge shout out for your patience, you know, with the podcast the last few weeks. I've been kind of up and down roller coaster wise as far as my medical is concerned, but definitely trying to get back on track here. You guys know I hate missing an episode. But a few things that I want to get out of the way, a few housekeeping things. Father's Day is coming up this weekend. Dads, you know, for whatever reason, we never get done up as good as the ladies do. But, you know, hopefully you'll get more than socks and maybe you won't even have to barbecue for yourself. But some of us enjoy doing that. But a big shout out to all the dads out there, because sometimes it's a thankless job and don't quite get the thanks and the recognition. I remember growing up, I used to watch a stand-up that Bill Cosby did, Bill Cosby himself. And he talked about how he took his son out and he was out there teaching him how to play football. And he's like, get the tree, go bite the tree. And he's like, ah, the kid's like biting the tree or whatever. And then he goes through high school and championship game, college, and, you know, wins the game. And first thing he says is, hi, Mom. You know, and dad just kind of gets left to the side. So I want to give a big shout out to all the dads out there. But even more so than that, Juneteenth is this Saturday, the 19th. I want to encourage you to participate. If you're unfamiliar with Juneteenth and what it is, get educated. You know, it's okay if you don't know about something, but it's not okay to have the access to information and choose not to educate yourself, especially something as paramount as Juneteenth and the meaning behind it. But also tomorrow night on House Call, we're actually going to be discussing Juneteenth. That's the topic of our show tomorrow night, so encourage you to join us there as well. In reference to that, as anything else, when things begin to pick up, gain traction, become more in the public eye, capitalism creeps in. And, you know, so with Juneteenth, especially, you know, the Senate approving it as a federal holiday, and now it's going to the House for that, you know, there's going to be big businesses, the big box businesses that are trying to capitalize on that. I would encourage you, if you're going to purchase stuff in reference to Juneteenth, whether it be clothing or whatever, find a local or black-owned business to support and really get behind them instead of one of the big box retailers. So that's just my, you know, thanks for coming to my TED Talk, I guess. But without going into that, too many details there. But again, we're going to go ahead tonight. We're going to go ahead and we're going to face the man in the mirror. The mirror's got three purposes. Tell you who you were, tell you who you are, and help you become who it is you want to be. So we're going to go ahead and take a look in that mirror tonight, face the man in the mirror, see if we can't become better than what we started tonight. With that being said, Nick, thank you for participating and coming to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Harvey. I really appreciate it. You know, like I said, I follow your podcast quite a bit. You always have very interesting talks and interesting conversations. Never scared to say what's on your mind, that's for sure. And again, definitely appreciate being a part of it.
Oh, I appreciate that. And again, thanks for the opportunity to come, you know, for me to interview you. It's not, you know, I don't take it lightly. I never do. When people allow themselves in a vulnerable state, you know, and when you decide to get interviewed live by someone else, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable state. So I appreciate it. But yeah, never been afraid. I think I got voted most opinionated in high school. I definitely like to hear myself talk. So that's definitely not a problem for me. I don't have a problem speaking my mind, especially if I feel it's right. You know, if it's about a topic that needs addressed. And so with that being said, though, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, what you do, and we'll kind of go from there.
Perfect. Yeah, so basically, I was born and raised in Olean, New York. My father had a plumbing company here for about 30 years. I moved away to Buffalo in about 2008. I stayed in Buffalo from 2008 to 2014. I returned to Olean due to some family stuff that was going on. My dad ended up passing away 2015 in January.
Sorry to hear that.
So I was kind of put in a position to take over his family business, which I did. And we've been able to elevate that business in a way that is putting me in a position to start another business, which is Foundation Productions, which is essentially what my real dream and passion is in life, is music and video production. More primarily in hip-hop, honestly. So basically, you know, Empower Group Manager business doing well. It's allowed me to take some time to focus on, you know, some of the things you focus on. What are some of the issues at hand? Like, you know, I have two sons at home and they got to live here. And basically, you know, what's this community going to look like in the next 10 years? Obviously, a lot of things have come up in the past 12 months, you know, alone. That's a short period of time, but, you know, yeah. The amount of stuff that's come up in that period of time, you know, what's that going to look like in 10 years from now? You know, what are we teaching our kids? Mainly, I don't want this town to be how it's been. You know, it's been overly traditional. I apologize if that offends anybody, you know, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to speak my mind too. You know, it's been overly traditional, and again, like, after being out of the area for almost 10 years, I was able to experience, you know, plenty of other cities around the country that, right. You know, again, culture is huge. You know, New Orleans, it's phenomenal. You know, they thrive off their culture. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, here's a great example, you know, Woodstock. Woodstock, New York, the population of Woodstock is 5,884 people. That's half our population, Dr.
Right.
Harvey.
Right.
You know? So, I just, you know, I'm one of those people that kind of reaches for really high goals, and I'm going to do what I can to achieve them.
Okay.
And, you know, the goal behind it all, this is bringing a cultural music festival to this town that could be something huge and puts our city on the map.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's outstanding. You know, it's funny you talk about you left and came back. You know, I ended up leaving college, went to college, ended up enlisting in the Army, and ended up in Florida for 15 years, basically. And the places that I've lived, the cities that I live, have lived in, the cultures that I gravitate to, the neighborhoods that I gravitate to, being a hip-hop head myself, is it's been very interesting. You know, I've had a lot of people from other cultures, and other ethnicities have a huge impact on me, and you know how they treated me, how they accepted me, how they were within the neighborhood, on the block, and you know, with their own families and friends. Yeah, you know, it's like people don't understand that. I mean, used to be, you know, when I was down south, we'd have a block party and one house took care of the music, somebody else took care of the food, somebody else took care of this, somebody else was, you know, getting something for the kids together, like the whole block was doing, and it wasn't uncommon to do that. You know, when I was stationed at Fort Stewart in Georgia, I would go out to Georgia Southern and I would go to the step shows that they had out there and the step battles that they had out there. You know, and like I said, New York, Brooklyn's like kind of second home to me. Like I love going out there, love being out there. I love the underground hip hop battles, you know, and just kids that are passionate about their talent, you know. And it's
Queens,
that expression.
Queens, they're gonna get Queens on the board up here. Shots of Queens.
All right, all right.
Now all my partners are out of Queens, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's anyway, good. That's good stuff, man.
Man, that's where it all started at. I get it.
Well, now that's just, you know, I got a lot of people out there. You know, that's just my place, my stomping ground. But you know, place that I like to frequent, and you know, friends of mine, especially that I met in the Army. One of the things that we would do, you know, you talk about music being your passion and hip hop being something you're in love with. When I was stationed in Georgia, so we had, you know, obviously in the Army you got people from all over, you know, and so we had. You know, in one of the barracks, one of the units, and the gentleman that's on the Thursday night show, Dax, he was in that other unit, and we would just have little hip-hop battles, little freestyling battles, and or we'd be sitting around and they'd be like, Harvey, you know, rap about that book, rap about that cup, you know, whatever, and that's how we passed the time. We played bones, spades, and we battled each other. And you know, when you got people coming from Chicago and Florida and out in Houston and you know, LA and New York, and you got all these different, you know, perspectives and styles, and you learn to blend, and you learn the positive behind that blend, instead of what tends to be the case in this area. And I mean, if I'm wrong, you can correct me, but what tends to...
I'm telling you, you're making my hair.
I mean, what tends to be the case around here, what I've seen is that it's like, instead of embracing the positive or that strength that could help us grow off of someone's diversity, it's almost like it's shunned in this area. You know,
I think it's a lack of understanding.
Exactly.
And that's again, to go right along with what you said about about being stationed somewhere else that wasn't here and being around people that were from cultural areas or anywhere in the country, whatever, not cultural, but being around people that were diverse. To see, I didn't experience, you know, we got arrested for skateboarding, you know what I mean? But I didn't experience a whole lot of police brutality. But then, you know, I spent 10 years around people who were from Queens and Harlem and all any city, you know? And they've experienced that being minorities or being black, you know, getting the crap kicked out of them and then, you know, spending 2 months in Rikers Island for no reason because he looked like somebody. You know what I mean? And again, like, I don't want to get too political on it either at the same time. It's just, again, it's that lack of understanding, man.
Yeah, and a lot of that is. It's the lack of exposure, that lack of understanding. And when you're not exposed to something, you know, and you live a life that, you know, if it doesn't directly affect me, I keep it moving, you know, type of thing. And that's kind of what the situation has meant, you know. And I know myself, several other people, you know, you are doing what we can in the avenues and channels that we have to kind of change that, to change that thought process. And it's not that, like, hey, let's get rid of what's already here, but let's enhance what's already here. You know, you have to be able to blend the past and the present in order to effectively, because if you forget who you were, then you can't become who you need to be. You gotta have both. Yeah, exactly.
You have to incorporate the past and the future and the present. You know, exactly. I couldn't agree with you more on that point.
So, we kind of understood, you know, you mentioned why you stuck around in Olean. You know, you ended up taking over your father's business and then afforded you the opportunity to start this one. So what kind of made you and your partners make this the focal point, though? That Olean was going to be your ground zero for your production company?
I basically have my plumbing and HVAC company here. So I started my production company here with the main purpose of rebuilding this community.
Okay.
Elevated quality media, audio, music, sound production, and events.
Okay.
You know, that's the specific goal. So Olean was the choice because this is where I'm born and raised. This is where I got kids. I feel like we really can achieve something here.
Okay.
Versus, you know, somewhere else where we're a little fish in a big pond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have an area like this where, you know, people like you have a voice. We all have a voice here, you know what I'm saying? We're the ones that can change it.
Definitely. So what's unique about your production company? What's unique about Foundation Productions?
Me.
Okay.
And I don't mean to sound arrogant when I say that, but, you know, like, I don't know, man, the only thing you can really control in life is your work ethic and your attitude. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if you just motivate yourself to do something, and I'm, like, the type of person that I'll put a goal in place, and I'll write it down, and I'll just stare at it every day, and I'll make sure that I'm doing everything I can at every point, you know, I'm able to focus on that to get there.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you have your traditional type business that you have, the plumbing business and HVAC that you have. And then you kind of went this route, a little less traditional, especially for this area, a little less traditional. What would you say, other than the fact that it's two completely different industries, but just from a business mindset, what would be the biggest difference of approaches with the two?
So it's almost strategic because I have to advertise for my plumbing company anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I use this business to shoot commercials, do radio ads. It contributes heavily to the marketing side of my plumbing business.
Okay.
It just gives me that added benefit, like I said, of being able to use these same exact tools, maybe for even a better cause.
Okay.
Or what I'm more passionate about. I guess that's just my excuse, Dr. Harvey. I use it for marketing.
You know, I learned a long time ago, like a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to do this. Start your business. You hear all these people pushing, don't be the 9-to-5. Well, some people are comfortable with a 9-to-5. That's what they want. They don't want anything more. They don't want the stress of owning a business, running a business, you know, et cetera. Some people are comfortable being, you know, that silent partner behind the scenes, you know, let me do stuff on paper, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's other people that understand that I can use my 9-to-5 to fund my dream.
That's exactly how I see it.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because that also shows and demonstrates the fact that you don't have to be locked into that 9-to-5. Whether you like the line 9-to-5 or not, you don't have to be locked into it for 40 years.
Your own dreams.
Exactly.
Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? If you're going home and going to the bar and doing this, that, and a third, and wasting your time, like, people are going to be doing the same stuff over and over and over again, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're not passionate about something. What do you got?
Right. And I don't fault anybody. Like, you come home, you want to, you know, bang out some video games, you want to hop on Xbox, and that's what you do to decompress with your life, then cool. You know, I suggest balance. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if I can binge a TV show for a day, then I can also schedule time in to binge for my dream, whether that's educating myself, getting around people. You know, it's funny because it sounds weird to be like, oh man, it's strange to be around people that make $20,000 a month, but it won't be weird when you get around people that are making $20,000 a day. You know, and so you have to be able to kind of change and manipulate where it is you invest your time, because that's the one resource that you can dictate where it goes. And I'm not saying that it always needs to be hand to the plow, you know, like, obviously you got to have some decompression, you got to have some fun time. But if I'm going to give somebody 40 hours a week that would replace me tomorrow if I died or quit, you know, then I should be able to invest a few hours a week into my dream, whatever that might be, you know.
100%.
You know,
that could be building your family too.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's just, as long as you're focused, you gotta be selfish sometimes, they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make sure that yourself is good, because if yourself isn't good, you can't take care of anyone else.
Right.
Right.
So what kind of people do you surround yourself with that you kind of, you know, that business mentality that helps you balance, you know, because you've got family, you've got your traditional business, you've got your dream, and then I'm sure there's other things in the background that are still on the back burner that need to come to the forefront too, that you want to make happen. So what type of people do you choose to surround yourself with to help keep you motivated? Because I'm sure you don't wake up all the time and want to do it.
No, obviously not yet. I mean, again, and I have a really solid team of staff around me that's in my plumbing company that, like, it would be impossible without them. Like, you know, like, the plumbing company is only what it is because the staff that's running it, like, you know, it's my idea and my thoughts and stuff, but my team over there is phenomenal, and that's what really does keep me motivated to come here every day. But I use a consulting firm, and I have regular meetings with a gentleman that's out of Texas, and, like, you know, he's like a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Eric Thomas, like,
okay.
you know, got to get really hyped up in the morning. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm one of those kind of smash into the wall kind of guys, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm either all in or I'm all out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Right. Now, what would you say your and I don't think I prepped you for this one, but what would you say your biggest failure has been up to this point?
And, like, you can't have success without failure, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
Like, I just don't know if I look at these as failures, though, you know, because, like, if you learn something from it, I don't know if you really, you know what I mean? Like, I that's hard, and I saw that, and I was really thrown back by that. I don't know. I mean, I failed a lot. Like, I failed at plenty of things, you know? Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
not, I don't say I'm successful now, you know what I mean? It's rented. I'm doing this every day.
Right.
Only because I'm here every day, you know?
Right.
Both company-wise and the staff, you know? Like, it's not one of those things you just get to a point and you're successful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's plateau.
You know, I've heard it said, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but, oh, there's no L's, only lessons. Well, my thought process on that is you can't have the lesson without the loss. You know,
I think that was a rap lyric of mine from about 9 years ago. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah?
I'll get in touch with you on that later. But yeah, it depends on how you look at it, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's all about your perspective.
I mean, they're all lessons. Don't misunderstand me. All lessons, but...
I mean, I lost my father, you know? Like, that was a huge loss in my life. And I felt like that was a huge failure to me because... he was just so sick at the time, and I couldn't do anything, you know? Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain stuff like that. But then, you know, like, the course of life is just so, I don't know, it's weird, man. Like, things happen for weird reasons, and whether you understand them at the time or not, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, I don't know.
I was, you know, I had said earlier that sometimes God will mess up your plans simply because his are better.
Totally.
And, you know, we think we're going to go one way and do one thing, and then completely switches it up. And, you know, so definitely understand that. And yeah, every loss that we take, every failure can be a lesson if we choose it to be. You know, it can either be an anchor or it can be a launching pad. And so I think that
there probably been in relationships, you know what I mean? Like that, yeah. I could say, like, but a lot of them have been mended, you know, between friends and family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, it's just all been huge lessons. Yeah. But I mean, I fail every day, you know, like, ask my wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, but either way, like, you know, like, nobody's perfect. And like I said, like, success is just how you perceive it. Like,
mm-hmm.
You could be dead broke, and if you're happy and content with that, that's cool, man. Like,
right.
Your success, that's cool, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, one thing I think each of us need to understand is that, you know, my definition of success might not be yours. What motivates you might not motivate me. Like, I've worked in the collection industry for the better part of 15 years, and for 99.9% of the individuals in that industry, regardless of what position they hold, if they're in an operations role, it's money. Money is the motivator. Every dollar bill is the motivator. For me, it doesn't really motivate me, because I, for me, the way I look at it, I'm always going to need more of it, and God's always blessed me to be able to get what I need. You know, I might not always get what I want, but I got what I need. And so money's not the motivator for me. There's other things that motivate me. But what motivates me and what I define success as doesn't have to be somebody else's definition of success. And I think sometimes we kind of put an albatross around our neck because we're trying to emulate what success is for someone else, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
You got it.
So...
Yeah.
So if you had a piece of advice to give another aspiring entrepreneur, what would it be?
Keep going. Seriously. Again, I can't say it enough, man. You can control two things, man. It's your attitude and your work ethic.
But the market's saturated. Every time I try, I fail. It doesn't seem like it's gonna work out.
That sounds like your attitude, bro.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just saying. How you looking at it? The market saturated, we'll find a different market. What are you doing?
Right? Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. I just know that's how a lot of people think. You know, it's like, oh, I should have got in on it this many years ago or whatever.
We got to break that.
You know?
There's always a way.
Exactly.
There's always a way.
Exactly. And I think that especially for young people coming up, sometimes they feel like because of what they've always seen or what they've always experienced or the challenges that they've been faced with, you know, like, oh, yeah, the market's saturated. Okay, well, walk down the bread aisle at a grocery store.
Yeah.
How many different companies are represented on that shelf, yeah, clearly making money because they're still putting loaves of bread on the shelf?
Go to trade school.
Mm-hmm.
You can make great money at any trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what made me who I am, a skilled trade, you know? Again, it's how you look at it. You know what I mean?
No. And I think that that's important, again, going back to what we had said before, that it's okay to hold a regular 9-to-5 and allow that 9-to-5 to fund your dream. Like, you don't have to feel... I think some people get discouraged because it's like, oh, I still got to work 40 hours a week for this company, and, you know, my dream isn't taking off as quick as I want it to. And I think sometimes people forget that that's okay. Use that 9-to-5, gain the knowledge, gain what it might be managerial experience, it might be experience with equipment or, you know, whatever industry you're in. And also, yeah, your paycheck. Put some aside to fund your dream. You know, you're funding it with information, experience, and finances. With that 9-to-5, capitalize on it.
Totally, dude. And like another rap lyric right there, most importantly, make sure your money is clean. A job is still a hustle and basically a money machine.
Exactly.
You know
exactly
what I'm saying? Like, think about that. Every bit you make is going into something. Mm-hmm. What a percentage in retirement.
So who in the industry do you kind of do you kind of look like or look up to, or, you know, a hero of yours, so to speak, someone that's had a major impact on you as you continue to go? Who would that be? Or they be?
It's just, like, so many. I as far as, like, hip-hop influence goes, I'm like, I got to throw it out to, like, Jadakiss and Dipset and Cameron and all that.
Okay.
I'm more of like a 2000s and 90s hip hop guy, you know. You know, hence the Lloyd Banks concert that we're having, who just so happened to release an album on iTunes that did really well. Thank God. I didn't know about that. I swear to God.
Yeah, everybody I've talked to, you know, that's heard it is talking about it's fire. That they're
crazy.
Yeah.
He blew me out of the water with that one. I just and to have it, you know, within a month of this concert, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I literally, you know, I had a, you know, kind of a connection with Banks just through a mutual friend who's a DJ who's actually hosting the show. You know, and that's kind of why we chose Lloyd Banks, because of that connection and that ease of access, just to start this thing off. And, you know, again, then he comes out with an album and luckily gets relevant. And, you know, not that he was ever irrelevant, but, you know, I just want people to respect Lloyd Banks as an artist.
Right. Well, with all that being said, we'll transition into Summerfest. So, Summerfest, kind of, you know, as far as the genre, first of its kind in this area, you know, as far as the genre is concerned, July 10th, here, Olean, Bradner Stadium, actually using the stadium for something more than just, you know, Friday and Saturday night football games, which is outstanding that we're actually using the property for something else. But Summerfest, Lloyd Banks, couple of DJs coming in. Go ahead and talk to us a little bit about that. Because honestly, that's here's my thing. Whether you're a big Lloyd Banks fan or not, whether you know who Lloyd Banks is or not, the fact that Olean is hosting an artist that has got, you know, he's got talent. He's got some renown. He's got, you know, some clout in the industry. He's been around. It's not like, you know, it's some guy over off of, you know, down the block that, you know, hits up weekend shows at the local bar. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't misunderstand me. Those of you that are watching, you got to start somewhere.
No, but exactly.
it's not an underground rapper. You know, it's somebody in the hip hop industry that's been out in the spotlight. And it's exciting to have a new genre, new blood, something different come into the city. So talk to us about Summerfest.
Totally. So Summerfest was kind of drummed up in the back of my mind actually last year during COVID. And, you know, like things were so unknown back then. We didn't know if they were going to open the world back up. And my birthday's in August. And I'm like, man, I got to do something. I'm going nuts. Like, you know, we were going to have like a performance last year. But it just didn't work out with all the restrictions and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually given an opportunity to join the board of the Oilers. So I did that, and in kind of to help them raise funds, this was kind of like one of these ideas I kind of shot out there. And they were like, yeah, let's go for it. Like, run it by the city, let's see what they think, and let's go from there. And sure enough, they approved it. And, like, ever since then, it's just been kind of like a scramble to get everything rolling and, you know, sell tickets and get things moving. But, you know, for the first time ever, we're actually going to have like a major hip hop artist perform in Olean, like at the stadium. We got it all day, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. So since they canceled the fireworks, I was able to work out some stuff with Young's Pyrotechnics, and they're going to actually do the same show they do for the city just at the end of this performance. So
look at you stepping up for the community. Look at that.
Well, originally I had said, like, if we sell this many tickets, blah, 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 we'll do them. But, like, I put it on a flyer, and if I put it on a flyer, like, I'm doing it. So
all right.
Fireworks regardless, like, you know, we're just trying to get some support from the community for this thing because, again, if this is successful, which it's going to be because I'm going to speak that into existence, come September, we're going to do another one. You know, again, we're looking at doing this at least 1 to 2 times a year at the bare minimum. September, do another one. Next year, multiple genres, potentially all weekend where we do Strolean, Walkable Olean, all that stuff kind of combined. Every single local vendor in the city is invited to partake, sponsor, all that stuff. You know, this is for Olean. I want to put us on the map for something.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said.
Cool. Squirrels are cool, but just besides squirrels.
You know, I like what you said there as far as having multiple genres, you know, something for everybody. You know, not everybody likes hip hop. Not everybody rides motorcycles. Not everybody likes country. Not everybody likes, you know, so you gotta be able to have that mix. And I like that. I like that that's where the mind's at, and that's the direction you want to go in. And who knows, after November, new mayor in office, and might even be that much more pushing for that type of thing happening. So we definitely, I appreciate it. I think it's kind of cool, you know, honestly. And my son,
behind it from the people that need to support it as far as out of town goes, you know what I mean?
Right.
So again, man, like the more success we can have at this first event here, we're just looking to get some people in that stadium to come out for a good time. Like, mm-hmm. Ticket prices are low. I'm trying to do really reasonable rates on the tickets. General admission is $35. There's food. We're going to have food trucks inside the stadium. We're going to have vendors set up.
And local vendors, right? Not just people from all over. It's going to be local, out. That's
not local is the RV I got to rent. Unless anybody on here wants to throw me an RV. But otherwise, that's the only thing.
Hey, you heard him. If anybody watching this wants to help with an RV, you need to, you know, go ahead and hit us up.
I went to Empire. They only had a bus.
But no, I think it's outstanding. And my son's up here for the summer, and I might have the luxury to bring him to his first, you know, his first real concert. You know what I mean? So that's on another level. That's kind of cool for me, you know. But you know, it's awesome to see that, and the people that I've talked to that I know that are interested in it, and the fact that the ticket prices are reasonable, you know, for people, because a lot of people out here can't drop $200-$400 to go to a concert.
I understand that. And just another thing I want to make clear too is, like, Foundation, me and my partners and myself, like, this is all privately funded by myself and my two DJ partners. Like, that's it. Like, the city ain't cutting me no favors, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't cause the fireworks to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying, you know, over $3,000 to use the stadium for the event. So it's not like we got anything done that we didn't have to go do.
Right. Right. And definitely, you know, and I'm really hoping to see everybody in the community out there, you know, just to come out and enjoy themselves. You know what? You know, maybe the genre of music ain't your thing, but you can come enjoy the vendors and the food trucks and, you know, all that kind of thing, and just be out in Olean and getting involved and just doing something other than the same old, and knowing that this could launch, like I said, and like you were saying, multiple genres, like a whole weekend event and, you know, that type of thing. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see what is about to happen. You know, I had a pastor of mine used to say the atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles. And I don't believe that thought process, that mentality only applies to things of a spiritual or faith nature. You know, I believe in the natural. If you know, if you're excited about something and you're putting that energy and that positive energy and that work into it, you're going to get a return. You're going to get that ROI. You know, so you kind of talked a little bit about why Banks was the go-to choice, you know, which is outstanding. What do you really see, you know, as far as the community impact? What's your thought process? What do you want to see the impact on the community as a whole be?
Honestly, just acceptance and tolerance for any type of thing that's obviously within reason.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something that wouldn't be viewed in any other city in America any different way.
Right. I mean, you even look at the
elevated culture would be elevated sense of culture.
Definitely. I can definitely respect that and get behind that. I think that like if you look at county fairs and state fairs and you look at the various artists that they bring in, you know, multiple genres, all kinds of, you know, different backgrounds, whether it be hip hop, classic rock, you know, grunt, whatever. And nobody bats an eye at it. Nobody. You know, it's like if they want to go, they go. If they don't, okay, cool. Somebody else can enjoy it. You know, Darien Lake, the different venues that, you know, artists that they have at Darien Lake. I mean, I don't know if they still do, but when I was a kid, they used to have something called Kingdom Bound, and it was like a weekend of like Christian musicians, you know, that type of thing, and Christian hip hop artists and all that kind of stuff. And so there's no reason that that type of diversity should not be able to happen here. You know, it should most definitely be able to happen here. And it's exciting that, you know, you not only took the step, put your hand to the plow, but you weren't afraid to stroke the check. You know, a lot of people, oh, put your money where your mouth is. Well, I have. I put my money where my mouth is. I put the work in. I got people behind me that are putting the work in, you know, and so it's exciting. I think that I think that if people don't come out, they're going to regret it. They're going to miss it. Honestly.
It's going to be a good time, I promise you, man. Like, these are two DJs that got premiere shows on Shade 45. Like, they're going to be DJing the whole event. We got a bunch of live acts with Lloyd Banks that are going to be announced a week before the show. So, a bunch of other surprises coming up. Like, get your tickets, please. Like, get them now, because prices are going to go up after the early bird.
You know, and I want to point out, too, the whole firework thing, like, that wasn't the original plan.
That was not the plan.
But with the city... And well, the fire department, the fireworks committee, whoever you want to point the finger at, ultimately they were canceled, you know, and so that was something that, you know, you essentially were like, okay, let's make it happen. Let's do it for the city.
Some people reached out to me and basically said, look, man, like, what do you think about doing fireworks? Like, everyone's really upset about them being canceled. And so was I.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea the day I posted the concert announcement that was posted like an hour before. I'm like, oh, great. So someone had reached out and said, you know, what do you think about adding fireworks? So, like I said, I got in touch with Young's, and after not doing fireworks for 2 years, like, we were able to work out something that worked out. And again, like, just to add that, even on the 10th, like, it's better than nothing.
No, so definitely.
The same thing that they do for the city, you know, it's going to bang, just like they always do. Finally, we haven't had fireworks for 2 years.
Right.
It's time. Like, let's get back to some kind of normal here.
It is, and it's good to get back to normal responsibly. It's good to get back to normal, you know, intelligently, and in doing that, being able to do something for the community. Now, you know, kind of segue in just a little bit. You know, as far as your production company is concerned, what are some things that maybe we can, you know, or impact that you have or want to have on the community from the production company standpoint?
So basically how I translate this community through media, multimedia.
Okay.
You know, we're going to make some crazy videos of the event. We want to draw people here. Simple as that. So the goal of the production company is to draw people here, whether it's artists, whether it's muralists. You know, we want to draw talent here. And through elevated senses of media and video and audio and all that kind of stuff and concerts, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to rebuild through culture and arts. Like I keep saying, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way. Like, if you walk by a mural every day and it's something cultural, that ingrains that into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And again, like, it's very important what that mural is. But I'm saying, like, culture is huge. Art is huge. That's how you change perspectives. That's how you change large groups of people.
Mm-hmm. It provides a different expression or a different perspective, and through that expression it's easily translated for most people. Generally, like you said, a mural or, you know, a musician, an actor, a dancer, you know, their art is easily translated, whereas having a conversation about a topic, people a lot of times get defensive right away, but they can appreciate the art for the art first. And then the message will begin to speak to them after they appreciate the art, if that makes sense. At least that's
really
my thought process.
I've never heard anyone word that way.
You know, I just think that art's not threatening. Whether it be music, whether it be dance, you know, whether it be visual, you know, spoken word, it's not threatening. And so I think people are more apt to accept it as art and allow the message to speak to them. And they're able to interpret the message without feeling like I'm going to get judged or I'm going to get, you know, blasted because I don't really understand. Because I think a lot of times people get defensive about sensitive topics, especially when we start talking about elevating the culture and changing the status quo, because the unknown's uncomfortable. And when you're asking me to understand something I have no clue about, some people get very uncomfortable and they feel put on the spot when it's more of a conversation. And so I think that's where some of the resistance and the difficult dialogue takes place. I think it still needs to happen, but I think art's another way to translate those messages in a non-threatening way and begin the process.
And having the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Having the committees that are coming up with the art, you know, mm-hmm. it's very important to have input, you know, specific input on that kind of stuff that everyone agrees on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Again, we can only do this as a team, as a community, as a whole. You know, everything about this event is for good intentions. Like, even the proceeds were going to be donated to the Olean Oilers Black and Red Club. So, again, it's like a benefit event. Like, we're not trying to make money on this. I'm just trying to get people out. I'm trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely that's one of the reasons it's been easy for me to get behind it. You know, is the fact that it's not just, oh, I'm making money. It's just, no, it's to make an impact on the community. And it's easy to get behind something when there's a positive purpose behind it. You know what I mean? When it's not selfish. It's not, let me make, now, granted, no, you don't want to end up out, you know what I mean? And, you know, end up in the red. I get that, you know, 100%. But at the same time,
wants to, but you know, if that happens, like, I'm not going to give up, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Going back to that attitude, that L is a lesson. So what do we do better next time?
Got it.
You know, and I think that I think that's really important, and that's something to pay attention to. And I mean, it says a lot about you and your character, honestly, that I think some people might not really understand. And the other thing I'm gonna say, I'm gonna throw it out there, and I don't know, maybe I'm out of line, but I know as an individual, when you make a stand for something that goes against the grain, goes against the status quo. You know, it's not easy. It's not an easy decision because people you thought were in your corner all of a sudden ain't in your corner no more. You turn around and look for the towel and it's on the ground and the person holding it's gone. You know, so I want to say that I understand that may, you know, may be something you have or will encounter during this process or the process of trying to elevate the culture. And, you know, I respect that, you know, that because a lot of people miss that. A lot of people don't understand that when you make a stand to go against the status quo, even the people you thought were going to be there sometimes aren't there. But one thing I can say from experience, though, is that there's always people that are there. You know, there's and sometimes it comes from the most unlikely places.
Totally. You know. And like you, I mean, your support's been incredible. I mean, every vibe, only at Black Lives Matter, all the support from all these groups has just been phenomenal. Like, that's the only thing that's made this successful so far. So, we're nowhere near where we need to be, but at the same time, like, this is what it's for, to elevate our community and elevate our culture.
General admission was how much?
$35.
$35. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you watching this, you live in the Olean, the greater Olean area, somewhere where you can take a little ride, ain't no reason you can't pick up a $35 ticket. It's going to cost you more than that to go to the movies for the weekend. And this is an all-day event, vendors, music, food, all that kind of thing. You know, you're going to go to the movie theater and spend, what,
$40?
Fireworks, exactly. You know, there ain't no reason you can't come out of pocket $35, you know. I'm just saying, like, you know, especially everyone that likes, ah, there's nothing to do. We can't ever do anything in Olean. Well, now you got something to do. So, I mean, Nick put his money up, put your money up. You
appreciate
know,
that.
It's I'm being honest. Like, at the end of the day, it's not, you know, it's $35. Like, concerts I've been to, you know, even going to a comedy show, you break in at least a yard. I'm sorry. For those of you that don't know what a yard is, $100. You know, you're breaking at least $100, you know, for an okay ticket, you know, not even a really good spot. You know, I went to see, I think it was Mary J. I paid, well, we won't talk about it, but, it wasn't $35, you know, and
we tried to make it as accessible as possible.
And that's one thing that you can see, and I want to point out and further acknowledge is the fact that with you setting this up and the price point where it's at, you made it affordable for everyone to go.
That was the goal.
you know, and you weren't trying to corner one particular market or group of people, or you made it affordable, you know, and people have got plenty of time. You know what? You probably got one, maybe two paychecks between now and then. So take part of it out now, take part of it out on your next paycheck, and get your ticket. There ain't no reason you can't come.
I promise you it'll be worth it. We're gonna have the festival of a lifetime. It's like all the festivals in Olean combined, but better.
I'm excited for it. I really am. I'm excited for the impact that it's going to make. I think it's a great opportunity. You know, yeah, you might not be, you know, a hip hop fan. That's okay. Just support and enjoy, because, you know, I don't ride a motorcycle, but Rally in the Valley, I you know, promote, and, you know, or some country artist, I'll promote, because it's good for the community.
Yeah.
You know.
Something to do.
Yeah, you know, it's good for the community, and so I appreciate it. So what, your production company, and you've mentioned advertising and marketing for your plumbing company. So I'm assuming other companies can hit you up for that same type of product, correct?
It's possible, yeah. With how busy I am right now with this concert, man, my life is crazy.
Like, hey, well, wait till after the concert, but.
And I'm not in this production company for money. Like, again, this is more of a culture builder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not that if that happened someday, I would be mad. You know what I mean? But right now, it's mostly music videos and just trying to elevate and
okay.
provide accessible, good content to people.
All right.
In this area. Like, stuff we're not used to.
So what else can we expect from you in the future?
Music festivals.
I'm down with it. Well, I really appreciate it. For those of you that are watching, we're going to make sure that the fly is up again on the page. We'll be posting it periodically between now and the 10th. The link to purchase tickets is...
It's right on my page. It's Lloyd Banks Summerfest 21, or Lloyd Banks Live Summerfest 21 at eventbrite.com.
All right. And we'll put the...
Up right here. Hold up.
All right.
There's your ticket link. Can you see it?
I can.
And then I'll also post it in the comments.
All right, fantastic. But I want to encourage you, those that have tuned in and are watching and, you know, thought about it, thinking about it, you know, go ahead, get your ticket, show the support, you know, and maybe you know some, maybe you can't go, but you know somebody that wants to go, be a blessing, man, but get them the ticket. You know, maybe they legitimately are struggling to come up with the $35, because life happens. We understand that. If you can be a blessing to somebody, you know. Congratulations to the people that I believe it was last week won some tickets to the show. I don't know your names off the top of the head, but I know that they did give those out. So definitely want to throw a shout out there.
We're going to be doing more ticket giveaways too.
Okay.
So tune in for that. Again, if times are tougher or whatever, just hit me up. I'll make something work.
We'll work something out. We'll, you know, and I'm sure there's other people that are definitely willing to be a blessing where they can. So
yeah, just let me know, man. Like, I don't want the cost to be a barrier. That's the biggest thing.
And well, you can see that making the price of the ticket the $35, man. You can see you made that step. So
and again, that's all. So if you want to get there and you can't for some reason, man, just like I said, reach out. We'll
figure
out a way to get you in there.
You heard it, folks. You heard it.
All right.
Nick, anything else before we go?
What's that, sir? Say that one more time.
Anything else before we go?
Mainly, I just want to thank you. Seriously, thank you for this whole interview. This has been great. I really appreciate what you're doing for the community as well. Appreciate your support with me, and I look forward to working with you.
Appreciate that, definitely. Well, thank you for the opportunity, being on the show, sharing your heart, talking about your dream. And you know, it's not always easy to share your baby, and I appreciate that that you took that time out tonight, took the time out of your schedule, and shared with everybody. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Want to encourage you tomorrow night at 7:30 to check out House Call at 7:30. The group and we will be discussing Juneteenth. Again, this Saturday is Juneteenth. I definitely want to, again, shout out the fact that, you know, with it becoming more in the public eye, capitalism strikes and big box businesses are definitely going to be pushing, you know, products in reference to Juneteenth. I would suggest that you know, stick with a local black-owned business or black-owned business online or whatever the case may be to show your support, as opposed to those typical and traditional big box, you know, stores and whatnot. But thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Thing I want to just mention too, with all this arts and culture stuff too, man, I just forgot to shout out my man at Reunion Arts. He's really, this is where all this mural idea stuff is coming from, so I don't want to take any credit for that, and I apologize. Reunion Arts, Andy Mellon, that's my guy right there, all right?
Hey, you good.
Thanks for having me, Doctor.
Hey, right, appreciate it, Nick. Thank you so much.
Have a good night, all right?
All right, do the same. Thank you. And, you know, I'm telling you, man, it says a lot about his character, for real. But we appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. Hopefully we'll see you on House Call tomorrow night at 7:30. And all the fathers, again, shout out to you. Happy Father's Day coming up. And you pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Hey, yeah, check that out from Vibe. Down there, we're talking about buying from local and black-owned businesses, that nonprofit Vibe. Go ahead and check them out. They got t-shirts, hoodies. Actually got a hoodie myself. Quality is on point. I gotta get a t-shirt myself too. So Ty, I gotta get a t-shirt. But we'll catch y'all next week on Reflections.